I'm saying it again, before you step out, you will hear good news. The Lord will comfort you. The Lord will encourage you. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will promote you. The Lord will surprise you. The Lord will settle you. The Lord will stabilize you. Your heaven is open. The door is open. The gate is crashed. Promotion and all round rest in the name of Jesus. Shout a threefold amen. Let's be seated. I copied that one yesterday. Threefold amen from my pastor. Because if I will say it, I will shout amen three times. Amen, but don't get threefold. So I've known one thing. I want to thank God again for tonight. We thank God for what he did yesterday. I want to celebrate my pastor, Baba Anu Amama. Thank you so much. My wonderful pastor, Pastor Gbenga, I appreciate you. I love you so much. And Papa, Babagba, and all the pastors in the house, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Celebrate the Lord. The Lord will honor you. Maybe it will still be up to 10. But when I get to a point, I will stop. And my pastor will come. We are still talking about manifest. I want to reinforce it. I want to still say more about what it means to manifest. I want to use maybe a few scriptures again to define it, to introduce it, and to create an expectation in your heart. I want you to have a picture of what it means to manifest, so that you will differentiate divine manifestation from mental manifestation. And you lay will call manifest. And manifest or manifest. So it's not all manifestations that we are going to say is manifestation. Somebody cannot come here and be doing it. Even demonic manifestation on its own does not bring the glory of God. When you say, come out, fire, and he's doing like this, he's tearing this. It is the demon that is manifesting, it's not the man. So we want to use scripture to paint it, to differentiate it, to bring it out clearly. That manifestation of the sons of God, we make the world to submit to them. We make the world to bow before them. They will make the world to stand still. Look at the testimony. They said, we have found this man a pestilent fellow. That was the testimony they said about Paul when they wanted to arrest him. Or he said, we have found this man a pestilent fellow. You know the meaning? When he spreads like disease. We have found him. Where everywhere this man enters, it will affect the language, it will affect the tradition, it will affect the proverb, it will affect the culture, it will affect the custom, it will affect the land. That he has changed the world upside down. What an amazing testimony of a man who is truly manifesting. So can they describe you like that in your office? That you are a pestilent fellow. Can they describe you like that? Not one, not two, a unanimous agreement, a unanimous decision. Only for we have found this man a pestilent fellow who has turned the world upside down. So I want you to have a correct picture of what it means to manifest. And let me say this, look at the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10. Yes, thank you so much. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory. I want you to underline that. In bringing many sons unto glory. That the exact purpose of his death, the exact purpose of his coming, to bring many sons unto glory. So, be waba fun, aburu e ma fun, ore e ma fun, as long as you are a son. So, it is a wrong proverb to say, ere ki fun, ki oma re fun. In Jesus, ere ma fun, oma re na to ma fun. In bring, oma me na ma fun, a irande na oma re na. As long as to ba shati jekini, ere. To ba ti ba shi ere ko ne fun. So the question is, as long as you are the son was describing David. He said, I will be with you. You will be so great, and there will never be any name of any king under the earth that will be greater than you. He said, I will establish your kingdom. Psalm 89. He said, I will take your hands and I will stretch it above the boundaries of the world. He said, I will use your leg to touch off the seas from the sea of river Euphrates. You will touch all over the world. I will make you higher than the kings of the earth. I will exalt your horn like that of the unicorn. I will anoint you. I will promote you. He said, and I will reserve a seat for your seat forever. That is a dimension of glory. God was telling them, if Moses and Samuel should stand before me, I will not hear. Can God say that one about you? He said, say unto these people, if Moses and Samuel should stand before me to pray on your behalf, I will not listen. Can God mention your name before him? How far have you lived your life that you have such a reckoning, such a recognition before God that he will say that of you? He said, those for sword will go for sword, and those for destruction will go for destruction. I will make you fatherless. I will make you widow. At a time, God had to reckon with that. You know, show me your glory. It's in number 12, I didn't hear Jones, but even the church were weeping because eventually it wasn't a testimony. He came from the east and he was the first son. And when the father was sick, they did not tell him. When the father died, they did not tell him. They buried his father, they did not tell him. So he was able to gather money, he traveled back. On getting back, they said, sorry, your father died. Ah, he said, then what happened? My father died. He said, we buried your father there. He said, being the firstborn, my father died. You did not call me. You did. When if we are sent for you, what will you do? What will you do? You can't manifest if you are useless. You can't manifest if you are weightless. You can't manifest if you are meaningless. You can't manifest if you are less. Some people are not having inferiority complex. So, you know, inferiority complex is a problem. They themselves, they are inferior. There is nothing in them that you can find to life. They are potentially zero. In fact, your encounter with God first of all gives you value. He will first of all begin to tell you, you are a son. You are a son, son of the Almighty. You are a son, son of the Omnipotent. You are this. You are bound to be powerful. You are this. You will cast out demons. You are this. I'm bringing you. He first of all gives you an identity that you are a son and that there is a glory you carry. You are not a sorry specimen. Then why do you want to die empty? You are not a sorry specimen. Why do you want to die as an insult? I love prayer of Jabez. He said, Father, don't let me grieve eyes. You know what? In come back, people will close their eyes when they see certain things. He said, let not my life grieve eyes when they see me. You can't manifest and grieve eyes. Can people come around you? Can people even use your name to open doors? There are people like that. They will tell you, mention my name, or they sign at the back of their card, and the job is given unto you. At times, even when you look like someone, when he abomalagba janiyi, he was like, no, 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 no. You will manifest. That amen is weak. You will manifest. So the purpose of his death is to bring many sons to glory. It's to bring many sons to glory. Please. I want you to really, really evaluate the kind of tongue you are speaking. If you are not, your life is not beyond that tongue that you are speaking. The Bible says in the spirit you speak mysteries. Now, how is it reflecting your life? But when you see cockroach, you run away. So how has that speaking in tongues impacted you? He's a weapon. His ability. You build yourself spiritually, there should be a reflection that you have been speaking in tongues for the past 20 years. I became a teacher, did you get to speak in tongues? Because most times when people speak in tongues, they open their eyes, so they see a lot, and the tongue is weak. Welcome. God bless you. I like your shoe. Perfume. Tongue is getting weak. can't be in God and the world will not know you. You can't be in God because you are actually God's address. They may not be able to see him, but when they see you, they should locate him. You will manifest. It can be better. You will manifest. I love this one particularly. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. The first one is to bring to glory. You have a glory and that glory will refer. Like that. Only for we which live. Uh-uh. 2 Corinthians. This is what I want to read. Maybe you will help me. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Shelly, why daddy? Maybe it's 1 Corinthians or whatever. But this is what you will see there. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. I like that. Thoroughly, not in one thing, not in two, in all things. Thoroughly made manifest in your midst. And if you want to check it very well, and the Bible says in the book of Acts, and no man durst join there. They fear them in so much that when they say these are the 12 apostles, people are running away from them. Not even when Peter had just recently killed Ananias and Sapphira. Abi, with one word, he said they will soon carry. Okay, is there? It's six. Only but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. We are revealed. We are exposed. We are not hidden. In fact, I use one word here, distinction. 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 Whatever is first is celebrated. If you are first in all things, they will celebrate you. And let me tell you, dominion is not more of a prayer point than in what you can do that others cannot attempt. Have I made a point? Because if I call a prayer point now that all of us should pray, I will dominate. Take yourself 3-3, 4-4, 4-4, 3-3, 4-4. You draw yourself 3-4-4. Oh yeah, I will dominate. Oh, Gaba, which is Gaba? My Jagaba, my body, my Jagaba, my body. I will dominate. It is more of what you can do that others cannot. That is where we have dominion. The Bible says there was a time they could not read the writings on the wall. All the astrologers, all powers, all magicians. Nobody could read it. And a woman stood up. He said, there is a man in your kingdom. He said, in whom there is the dwelling of God. He said, light and understanding is with him. He has ability to dissolve doubts. Can they describe you like that? And when they brought him, he did not disappoint them. Distinction. That is manifestation. Distinction. You stand out. You stand. You are a standard. You are a role model. You are the one to look for. You are sought after. You are in demand. You are in control. They can't afford to continue without your arrival. And when you step in, they step out. When you stand like this, they have no choice than to stand. And by the time you are still sitting down, they are still standing. When you appear, they carry your bag. When you appear, they shine your shoe. When you appear, they open the door. And they use the word, yes, sir, yes, ma. If you find yourself in a situation whereby you are the one saying yes, sir, to everybody, you might be at the last or the least of the ladder. Then you need prayer. Do I take people? Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You need impartation for your head to be lifted. Manifestation means distinction, ability to stand out. And if you check the scripture from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to Joseph to Judah, if you check the scripture, even to Jesus, one thing you will find out, that they stood out. So in school, in business, they should see you as a mysterious being. Manifestation. You are a mysterious being. They can't continue without you. They can't do without you. You are a genius. In things you say, in things you thought, you have solution to all things. You have a word they cannot confuse, a word they cannot reject, a word they cannot refuse. People find it easy to come to you because your counsel is straight, neat, and powerful. That is what I'm saying, manifestation. There's a dimension of distinction that comes with it. Now, let's look at one again. I'm using it to define it. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. And he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Will your life not support the integrity of this world? We shall reign, we shall reign. One prophet ministered during these 40 days prayer and fasting. And we were talking. And he was trying to look at the situation of this country. Ah, he said Idahuza died too early. He just said it. He said, may God once again give us a prophet like that, who will actually walk to all powers. He will not only challenge them, he will not only confuse them, he will disgrace them. That he was fearless, a fearless archbishop. He had no regard or no respect. So loaded, and the encounter was thick that God to him is more than any other. And that is what we are saying. To reign on earth. To reign on earth. Jesus Festival 1986 at Agbala Atura. He was saying something when he wanted to introduce him. He said there will not be any church in Abuja. And they gave mosque. And then the Christians, priests and Christian pastors and bishops all over Nigeria gathered themselves together to beg, to go and beg the Demba Bangida so that they will give them a place too, an allocation where they will build a church. He said they were there and Idahuza came late. They were already selecting Talulaya, who will go for us, who will go. He said this man just came in. He said, this archbishop just came in. He was looking as if they were not there. He walked in straight to the military. He said, guns everywhere. He walked into them. He said, we want to see the head of state. He said, no, you can't come in. He said, who should we say? He said, tell them Idahuza is waiting outside. Then he now replied them that they should tell them that he is busy. Through life events, sir. That they should tell the pastors, the bishops, that the president is busy. They said he said one word. He said, go back and tell him that if he refuses to see us as a military man, he will come out as a servant. He now said, who said that? They now said, Idahuza said it. He said, tell him I'm coming. Said, tell him, that is what it means to reign on earth. That is reigning on earth. Reigning on earth. So what is happening to us? What is happening to us? What is wrong with us? We are the salt. Then where is it? Using Nigeria as a case note. We are the light. Why is it that the darkness is so thick? Using Nigeria as a case study. I listened to Archbishop Benson Idahuza myself when he was going to Edo Park. He said the thieves were chasing them. They were chasing them. He said the driver was saying, he said, why this speeding? He said, the thieves, thieves, thieves. He said, which thief? Thieves, thieves, thieves. He said, park, park, park. He said, let them see me. It's because they have not seen me. He said, you open the door. You know, he used to wear a agbada like me like this. He may not try. Bye. Shape not today, bye-bye. So I still need to manifest. Manifestation is still in great. He came out. They said he did his agbada like this. And he said unto them, I am Idahuza. Throwing away the gun and entering inside the bush. Are you reigning? Are you even reigning in your family? What don't the Bible come out to the fellowship? But go back to the nigga Gideon. Wa way, wa way, better. Wa way, and then you hide it. So are you rainy? If there is anything, your friend, Boegashita, when he came to minister in my church, he gave one outstanding testimony. I was shivering on my seat. He said, the entire family as of today, they have come to Christ from him. He said, the entire family, this was somebody, thick Islamic family. Thick Islamic family. You are not even ready, I miss your friend. Eh? That is what it means. He said, to reign as kings on earth. Let me ask you this question. Is this scripture true? If it is, are you reigning? You are writing an exam and you are copying people. Is that already? X square plus Y square. You want to know, man, lori. O sapa lori ni, o sapa lori. Alo man kan, o sapa lori. O njiwe wo. Are you ready? No integrity. Are you ready? Everything you criticize, as long as it doesn't fall, in, are you ready? You padded it, you loaded it, over inflation, you inflated it, you added the price. You say, it's not my fault, it's Nigerian problems. Why can't you connect to the source of heaven so that Nigerian problem will no longer be your problem? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ruling? Are you ruling? If it is all easy, we won't know what faith is. He said unto Abraham, right inside the desert, you will make it. That is the only proof of faith. If Abraham should be in the garden in Sodom and Gomorrah, where everything was okay, where everything was like the garden of the Lord, will you now say God was responsible for his lifting? But God deliberately made it a choice so that we that were running to him on the platform of faith will actually have an anchor. He says, stay in the desert. That is how they will know that it is not this land that made you, it is me. That is manifestation. To reign as kings and priests on earth. Be elomi bagbadra and be yahweh. Say amen. As the family had you. Father, we thank you. Power will flow down. Power can go only flow. In this my message, I said, if you want to sincerely know, I said, if you want to really truly know that you are reigning and you are manifesting, you are really coming out the way God has said it. Number one, the first respect will come from your wife. If your wife can respect you, you are getting there. If your wife can truly respect you, you are getting there. If your wife can kneel down and say, pray for me. Ah, Baba, emi gan, mo gba fun yin. Then number two, women. When manifestations of glory, when they are coming, it is women that it will attract first. Eh? Because it is difficult for men to celebrate men except they are sycophants. For men to celebrate men except they are sycophants. Ah, kilo kilo di ege. Kilo mu. Kilo di ta wa no ni. Ki da achievement here. Okunrin lagidi won e fori ibale. So you are coming here and say, I'm the president of the Kinikan Nation. When you want the president, Baba, Yara, President Yahweh. I'm a president on my own too. Lion is lion. There is no junior lion. When you're there for ribale for one. I've taken by my. But when it is women, you see the way they were singing of the praise of David they have never seen in life. Did they see David? They just add, a boy, one boy, King Goliath to. Were men not there? Why were they not singing? As far as David is concerned, he has not manifested. Kilo Satan negotiated. But women, 1,000, 1 million, 3 million, 4 million. Women, you are manifesting when women are singing. If women are not singing at all, you are not manifesting. And when Samson was operating, You see, it was Delilah they were sending, because the moment that thing is coming, one way or the other, men will not deny that they can't see it. We will reign as kings on earth. We will reign and rule as priests on earth. Please take your space and place before it is too late. I beg you. Because you don't have eternity to shine. While you have the time, while you have the opportunity, make the best of it. But now let's try again and look at few keys that can help us when we talk in times of manifestation. And let me use this for, I want to use the word E. Let me say this. Your encounter with God will determine your approval with men. Your encounter with God will determine your approval with men. Who you know is stronger than what you know. There are many professors. If you don't know the right people, in fact, you might see disgrace. Baba, when we were at Ife, my pastor, they wanted to select VC that year. It was Babangida too that was there. And they presented, maybe Omoli, very, very powerful people. And there's this one professor, Professor Shotokun Oso. He was number three when they made the... So he didn't come first. He didn't come second. He came third. But the first, it was a unanimous decision. In fact, the first was not only a genius, was not only brilliant. The entire Ife loved that guy. This one was struggling to have a vote, the third one. You know, when they wanted to select who to be the VC, number one should be the VC by right, by qualification, by certificate, and by acceptance. Baba Angida said they should put number three. They said number three, but number three tells you we don't need him. Hey, you don't need him. I need him. He said, because if I promote him, he will serve me forever. Because I will tell him always, number three in here. Number three in here, I will like BSE. Only we can use this one. Only for he will be grateful to us. So in life, who you know at times is stronger than what you know. So before you know man, know God. Because man is a disappointing machine. One leg, they can't do a leg. The nurse that carried Mephibosheth dropped him. Because only God can carry you through. The nurse was showing sympathy. The nurse wanted to help. The nurse wanted to say, but the war, she must sort or he must sort him or herself out first. So at a point, dropped the boy. The boy became lame. So if Ziba did not come to intervene, that will be the end of that boy. At times, those who pick you now can only do it for a while. So before you know man, know God. And before you trust anybody, trust God. And don't be disappointed if you are disappointed. Because man is naturally a disappointing machine. Encounter is the first law to manifestation. Daniel 11:32. Those who know their God will be strong and they will do exploits. Exploit is manifestation. And it takes encounter for exploits. It takes encounter for expansion. It takes encounter for you to make progress in life. And hear me, sir. Let me tell you this. Encounter is not once and for all events. God deliberately made Moses to be coming every day by hiding from him the next sign. God was telling him, I'm the one behind Opa, I'm disappointed here. Even though he said, with this Opa, you will do this, you will do mighty things, but Opa answers to instruction. Once you are disconnected and you are not following the next instruction, the Opa will disappoint you big time. So, because you struck river turned to what? Blood. He said, you know, he must tell you the next sign. He must tell you the next miracle. So he was going before God for 30 years on daily basis. And God is smart. He kept the last sign for the last time. Why did he not start with firstborn syndrome? That all firstborn should die. Maybe that would have done it. Why did he take it to number 10? Why did he not start with that? Because his interest is to build relationship with Moses, not with signs. So because the way you have spoken in tongue is so mysterious, and you are speaking literate tongue. You know what they call literate tongue? Educated tongue. Professor's tongue. Boom, boom, bam, boom, boom, boom. Bosom, bo, mba, ba, bo, boom, bo. So you think, need the man. So that if enemy should come, wa tukbe jade ni, boom, boom, boom. Ton bag bae no ye, wa pada si waju e. It's not once and for all thing. You have to go back again. In fact, the longer you stay before God, the better you are. It is better to stay longer before God than to be dancing around men. Men will confuse you and they will distract you. If you want to see exploit, encounter is a more. And if they know God for you, you are finished. Because those who know God for you will control you. Those who know God for you, they will confuse you. My pastor, in part two, that part two was dangerous in Ife. Because when you are in White House, then you'll be doing classical mechanics, you'll be doing mathematical methods, then you'll be doing some dangerous physics. At times they will tell you to do statistical physics. Sherry, most of these things are most in shape for to die will. But that is monitor alone, minister by Iwolo. Iru wala wole mokubara. Because physics in secondary school is different when you get to university. Abi, you know what I'm saying? You won't see figures again. You will now be seeing zeta. You'll be seeing theta. You'll be seeing salon. You'll be seeing Then you will integrate it in three different places. They will say to limit to infinity. My pastor, it got so bad, I said I must see a prophet. Most serious, I came to this Calvary Church. That church is the church you will first of all see before you enter into Dominion City. One small church like this. Prof Atolagbe, God bless you. But I need help. I need aid. My panic my worry. When alone my Jerry, money me. He now said, I should read Psalm 1 to 150. God is my witness. I'm telling you the truth. Am I wrong? He didn't say Psalm 150. Because Psalm 150 alone is a crisis. He said, I should start from Psalm 1 till I will read it to 150. Anybody back with your jitoto? My eyes, I got back to school. I opened to Psalm 1. When I was getting to Psalm 7, yes, the whole semester we meet me here. I said to myself, this time to read from Psalm 1 to Psalm 150, let me go study my book. If you don't take your stand, there are many people outside there that will confuse you. And I respect that man. You know why? He first of all gave me one prophecy. Talk back. Not because I wouldn't have done that. I just said, Daddy Moshe, someone to someone 50. In fact, my bone do apostle balolalo. If you don't know God yourself, if they know God for you, I'm telling you, you can't go far. Manifestation rests on encounter. The experience of Abraham with God was different from the experience of Isaac with God. And it was different from Jacob. And how far did Jacob go when he was deceiving people? Until God appeared to him, where he saw a ladder touching heaven and earth. And God said to him personally, I am the Lord your God. That was the day I will say he was born again. And he was living under Isaac. He was living under Rebecca. He was hearing. But no, the personal encounter came. I will go ahead of you. I will be with you. I will clothe you. I will protect you. The word came direct. So if what you are living on, they are the second hand and I hear some information and that is what you are spreading, you will die a duplicate. If he has not appeared to you, men will not believe you. That was what Moses said. He said, they won't believe me. Exodus chapter 4. He said, they will not believe me. He said, they will say God has not appeared unto him until God confirmed that with signs. Encounter. I love that they said there is a difference between know God of Psalm and then knowing Psalm itself. You must have a personal relationship with God. Ability to double check what people are telling you. I said, if there is any respect I'm going to give to Jehoshaphat, when 400 prophets said, go, you will make it, go, things will happen. The guy is stood again. The Bible says out of two or three, the truth will be established. And 400. Oh, yeah, keep walking with Joshua. I like 400 prophets. And they were good prophets before. Just for a moment, they became false. Just for a moment, they became false. They were good prophets before. You could trust them. They were saying good things before. It was that day for the purpose, the lying spirits. So why will you doubt somebody that was wrong for the first time and for one moment? But see that level. He said, are these all the prophets? It takes intuition. It takes a relationship. It takes somebody that is spiritually sensitive. And that one said, we have one. I didn't invite him. He has never said anything good about me. I said, called Ejagboyena. So can you draw back a bit? Are you sensitive? Do you look at prophets in their capacity for you to believe? I went before him. 1986, Agbala Atura. Because somebody gave a testimony that he wrote his course, all the courses, he wrote five. He presented it to Baba. Baba said he should do mechanical. And that was all. The boy gave testimony, how he entered the Monica Atunwa. So I wrote my own, five. I went there, I put it like this. Now, the one that I know, I'm very good. I was good in biology. I put medicine. I followed by pharmacy because I was not too good in mathematics. I put that one last. Baba said, number five, no course here, number five. But my number five, mechanical, no one. I'm a gym failure. I'm talking about my personal experience. If they hear God for you, or they are interpreting your dreams for you, Elala, and you don't know God enough, and you say, Pastor Yemi, monkey, plate, spy one. But when the prophet